From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suicide bomb attack on a hotel in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, ended today with the deaths of one policeman as well as all three attackers. The Northgate Hotel houses foreign contractors, including Americans. The Taliban claim responsibility for the attack. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab fighters claim to control about half of the besieged Islamic-held city of Manbij in Syria near the Turkish border. Ohio State University Middle East analyst Alam Payan said its loss may be a blow to Islamic State efforts to secure fighters and supplies from Turkey.
Any place that which is resupplying either men or equipment, and if that is really prevented, so that's a great success in the part of those that who are fighting against terrorism.
Meantime, hundreds of thousands of civilians are caught fighting amid reports of low food and medical supplies. UN Deputy Special Envoy Ramzi held talks with the Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim in a third attempt at a political transition talk off the opposition.
I informed the minister and his deputy of the intention of the Special Envoy de Mistura to reconvene the intra-Syrian talks towards the end of August.
Major sticking point remains President Bashar al-Assad's political future. South Africa's opposition Democratic Alliance says that President Jacob Zuma's rhetoric ahead of Wednesday's municipal elections is a sign of desperation and that Zuma's African National Congress may be losing popularity. This is VOA News. Turkish forces detained 11 soldiers today who were suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. Today's captures are the latest in a crackdown against those who allegedly played a role in the attempted coup. On Sunday, governments dismissed nearly 1,400 military personnel, including Erdogan's top military advisor, as the president also brought the country's armed forces under civilian rule. U.S. Ambassador James Jeffrey, who has long been posted in Turkey, tells VOA the coup attempt was a very serious threat to Turkey's government.
This was a coup against a democratically elected government and president that was extraordinarily violent. I've lived through several coups and quasi-coups in Turkey. Nobody has seen anything like this.
Tens of thousands of people in Turkey have lost their jobs, been detained, suspended, questioned, and investigated for their alleged connection or support of Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric who has lived in the United States for 17 years. Mr. Erdogan has blamed him for being behind the coup attempt and is seeking his extradition. Gulen has denied any involvement. Yemen's internationally recognized government has agreed to extend UN-sponsored peace talks with Houthi rebels in Kuwait for another week, amid reports the government was about to leave the talks. The UN envoy is calling for rebels to pull out of cities, including the capital Sana'a, and hand over weapons within 45 days. The rebels have reportedly rejected that as a non-starter, but will remain in Kuwait for 1 week. 16-month conflict has left more than 6,400 people dead and millions displaced. Pope Francis spoke with reporters on the plane today, coming back to Rome from a 5-day visit to Poland.
Il terrorismo cresce quando non c'è un'altra opzione e mentre.
He said he knows it's dangerous to say this, but terrorism grows when there is no option. He said people have chased away the marvel of creation, have put money in its place. He says that is the first form of terrorism. The Pope also said he would not address child molestation allegations against a top Vatican cardinal until justice officials and Cardinal George Pell's native Australia have made a determination. Pell's had long been dogged by allegations of mishandling cases of abusive clergy when he was an archbishop in Australia. More recently, the cardinal has been accused of child abuse himself when he was a young priest. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.